This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, DJ V Show. Hi, I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the round robin of ideas that come through the radio speaker or however you listen to us. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington puts together a lot of the great sounds, and they become a podcast at djvshow.com. Meanwhile, there are trending items. Jennifer, you have the honors to come up with the first one.
Oh, it's not hard to come up with this one because it's been trending for quite some time. But the Hawaii volcano death toll is now over 600 homes. Those are 600 homes that have been destroyed by lava. The satellite images on this, I don't know if you guys have had a chance to see, but when they do side by side, the satellite images show beautiful green Hawaii on one side of your screen. And then on the other side, it is now the new version of Hawaii, the Big Island, which is just covered in this gray and bright red mess that has wiped out entire neighborhoods, homes, vacation land, properties are now gone. And this is the most catastrophic event in modern state history, according to the Hawaii County Mayor, Harry Kim. He lost his own home. We talked about that earlier on. And he said that this march of magma has just been overwhelming for the island. It started in May. There is no end in sight. And there's now a memorandum in place that freed up another $12 million in immediate disaster relief to help the island. That money will pay for overtime for police, fire, public works, and civil defense personnel, and it also provides funds for equipment needed to evacuate more people from the island and for rebuilding. So I think what makes this so unique is that when you have a natural disaster, typically it comes and then it goes. This is just continuing on and on and on and on, and truly a display just of Mother Nature's strength and power, and it puts everything in perspective, that's for sure.
Yep, that it does. The Guatemalan situation, disaster management agency there, is not doing its job because all those people who have died, what, about 100 people?
Those images died, are heartbreaking.
A couple hundred are missing. This thing's been going on since last Sunday. The Guatemalan officials say that the country's disaster management agency needs to be shaken up. Sounds like FEMA maybe has an arm down in Guatemala.
Yeah,
Sergio Camañas, head of the National Coordination of Disaster Relief, or whatever they call it, sat down with leaders of the Guatemalan opposition. See, they have, every country has politics. You have to wonder, when I see stuff like this, all right, you know, the whole business about the G7 and the fight about tariffs and all of these things, my mind goes into a place that then people scratch their heads about me. Remember the song Imagine that John Lennon had so mm-hmm. much success with? And the premise is that there are no countries, no boundaries, no religions. And you look at these, what I see is artificial. You know, why can't we all get along? We have to have some sort of management. There's no question about that. And so look at the way we do it. Just take our country as an example. We have management of our little towns and cities. Then we have management of counties. It's individual and independent. We have management of states, individual and independent. Management of countries that are independent. And we go around, there are 198 countries or something like that around the world. They all have their own management. And all of the conflict is caused by the fussing and fighting of people not wanting to give in or give over. I understand that. So if there wasn't any, maybe this is too simplistic, but would there have been a Hitler? Would there have been any wars? Or would it just be people in their nature would fight with each other, so this is just an extension of people in their nature? I don't have an answer. I'm asking the question because as you look around at the inefficiencies of how people handle problems, one wonders if they don't become more inefficient because of the sort of disjointed way we run things. But it's just human nature. I mean, looking down at Guatemala, they have exactly the same problem with their FEMA agency is all about. The guy's an incompetent nincompoop. And the government seems to attract people like that, no matter where the government is. So is there a way around it, or is this just the way it is?
It's a good question. I think there's a fair bit of human nature, and there's a fair bit of this is just the way it is, but I don't know.
Yeah, it just seems, I mean, you look at all of the things going on, this whole business about Trump and the G7 and the tariffs and the Chinese, and all of the Chinese going to build up their war machine and explosions in Iraq. And you look at around what's in the last 24 to 48 hours, and there would be no reason for a newspaper, I suppose. What would we talk about if there weren't the things that we talk? Think about what we talk about every day. Trending story. Even if it's, we talk, you know, sometimes about personal relationships, and is that more important to each of us individually than wondering or worrying about what the governments are doing with a focus on the personalities of the people that run them?
Well, it's a fun idea to think about. If we lived in utopia, what would we talk about?
What would it be like, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? It takes a story like, okay, so like the Hawaiian volcano or you know, like we're talking about, it takes a story like that to realize we get so caught up in the idiosyncrasies of our government, right? These small things that do not matter and these little things in our life that don't matter. And then you have something so gigantic, like 9,000 earthquakes and a mile and a half delta flow of lava. And you think, I have no control over that. The government has no control over that.
Yep. Right.
That's something way bigger than the rest of us. And I guess that's why that story draws us in, because it puts it in perspective. You have no control over that. You just have to wait and see what happens.
Well, what do you have control over? The thing about it that way, there's very little in our lives that we have control over. Going back to whether it's the natural disasters that you're referencing, Jennifer, or whether it's our relationships with the boss or whatever goes on in our personal lives, our health and well-being. I mean, in a sense, you have control over that, but you don't have control over everything that influences you, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. We make choices, but some of them are made for us, and I don't know what you can do about that. Maybe get a headache.
Well, you learn in therapy that the only thing you really can control is how you react to things.
Yes, right.
So,
yeah. Exactly. Quit while you're ahead. In a manner of speaking. Speaking of the French, a French swimmer, we were talking about the French and the G7, in case you didn't get that reference, and Mr. Macron, and we didn't make reference to the back and forth between...
Is that his name?
Him. Macron? How do you pronounce his name?
Macron.
So there's this French guy who's begun an attempt to swim across the Pacific Ocean. Ooh-ah. Take him through the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, raising awareness of plastic pollution. Ben Lecomte has set off from his starting point in Japan, trying to swim to San Francisco, which is 5,500 miles away. Good luck, Charlie. Can you just imagine somebody swimming the Pacific Ocean? There must be.
He's already done
boats
the Atlantic
with him. Yeah,
he became the first guy to. He's 51 years old now, but I think when he was in his 30s, he was the first one to swim across the Atlantic without a kickboard. So I guess someone else had already done it with a kickboard.
That there are boats.
There are boats with
glide.
Yeah.
But
that garbage patch, though, the reason he's targeted this, because he's from France, the garbage patch in the Pacific is three times the size of the country of France.
Yeah.
Now, that's, take that in. That's how much plastic is in the ocean that's killing marine life. That's just horrific.
We have, I think, talked about in three or four circumstances this year alone where beached whales and marine life like that comes up on shore and dies, and they do an autopsy, and they find tons of plastic, bottles, all kinds of debris in the stomachs and the lungs of these animals. because there's so much there's no regulation in the middle of the ocean as to what these ocean liners can do. So they just dump all this stuff in the middle of the ocean. And beside that, there's stuff that gets thrown into the ocean from the shore, and the currents pick it up. The currents are such, it's sort of an interesting crosspatch here. There are currents in the Atlantic that go from the North Sea in England down to Daytona Beach, and they carry with them a stream of garbage. And then there is the Pacific that sort of isolates in a large mass, as you're just suggesting, the stuff that's in the ocean. It's the currents bring it all together and somehow or other have allowed them to concentrate in this one huge area. But it is a more than a disgrace.
Yep.
It's killing the planet. This plastic should be outlawed. Nothing.
Well, we talked about straws. Remember,
I picked up the straw and took it out.
But the problem is that straw and every straw, they're not recyclable. And so these straws, no matter what, even if you put them in a recycling bin, they end up in a landfill or they end up washing out into the ocean or rivers. And if you understand how bad that really is in the context of the oceans and marine life, there is nothing that will break your heart faster than seeing straws stuck in the nostrils of sea turtles where they cannot get them out and it literally becomes a part of their bodies. It's just, it's horrific. The plastics that are in the oceans are killing the fertility of fish, so they can't even reproduce. It's horrible.
It's unnecessary. There's got to be a better way. 16 past the hour on the DJV show.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show, and I've been on the radio for a while now, and even though you can't see me, having a white smile is still super important. Like you, I want that bright white smile, and even though I don't drink coffee, I do love red wine, and that can definitely take its toll on your smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of teeth whitening products. Those whitening strips can take 30 minutes to an hour to work. Well, guess what? There's actually a really quick and effective solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in just 5 minutes. You snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, smoking stains, red wine, it all starts to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here and get a 50% discount off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Hey, I have a question for you. Has your doctor recently hinted that maybe you needed to lose some weight? Well, I have the product for you. It's called Calitrin, and it's been helping customers safely lose weight for 20 years. Just listen to what a few of our customers have to say.
Hi, this is Adrian from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have been on Calitrin and lost 20 pounds so far. It makes me feel wonderful. I have a lot more energy. I sleep a lot better at night, and I just enjoy the product.
Hi, this is Craig from Nebraska. I've lost 40 pounds with Calitrin. Takes it off real easy.
Hi, this is Anna Sparks, and I'm from Waco, Texas, and I have lost 25 pounds.
See, everybody's losing weight with Calitrin, and you can too. Just go to our website, toploss.com, and don't miss out. We have our huge special right now where when you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin, you're getting a whole month free and free shipping on top of that. Again, our number is 1-800-325-4366 or go to toploss.com.
Brought frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Entertainment news at 23 and change after the hour here on the DJV show with Jennifer and Victoria. The Environmental Protection Agency taking issue with the stars of the HGTV show, what is it called?
Fixer Upper.
Not Mixer Upper. Okay.
Fixer Upper.
And Joanna Gaines paying a $40,000 fine as part of a settlement with EPA. Their episodes of Fixer Upper, where the Gaines violate supposedly the Toxic Substance Control Act, lead renovation, repair, and painting rules related to home renovations conducted without adequate lead paint protections. The show depicts the couple renovating homes near their hometown of Waco, Texas. So Magnolia Homes agreed to pay the $40,000 fine to the EPA and complete $160,000 worth of lead abatement work around Waco. I don't know, you know, the lead-based stuff, bad for you for sure, like asbestos, but at what point does the zeal take over with the practicality of lead paint and the problems? I remember when I was a kid in school, I used to chew on the lead in the pencil. The pencil was painted with lead paint and it had lead in it. And I used to chew on it. And I'm okay.
Are you?
Oh, nice. All right. So is this overkill or not? Is this appropriate? And it never would have happened had they not been so silly as to put it on television, I suppose. Right? Under the circumstances.
Well, it's kind of interesting to get busted by having people watch your show.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Anyway. All right, next, music, 25 after the hour. Bob Marley's eldest son, Ziggy, teamed up with Paramount Pictures to develop a picture, a biopic about his father, the reggae. That too. So that's what Marley brought to the world. He died when he was 36. He came from Jamaica, tough beginning. Then he became a big star thanks to his often challenging songs about love, oppression, faith, like One Love, which is what you hear in the background here, Three Little Birds, No Woman, No Cry, Redemption Song, War, songs like that. He died after a slow, steady rise that began in 63 with his band, The Wailers. It took him through a middle, I think it was in the 70s. I remember playing his stuff as a jock in the 70s. And that's when reggae became really popular, right?
Wasn't it? Just makes you happy, doesn't it, though? Like, you can't be sad when you listen to reggae.
Happy music.
No, man. Everything is peace and out here.
Exactly.
That makes me unhappy a little.
Well, this will make you happy, Jennifer. Luke Bryan teasing a possible Katy Perry collaboration.
Oh,
two of them worked together on American Idol, trying to figure out how this would work. So how does
it
work?
Is this a good thing or no?
That's the question, I guess.
I think I'm just not a fan of Katy Perry anymore, so that's why I go, ugh. I mean, I'm sure the result's going to be good. Luke Bryan does great stuff. Katy Perry's awesome with her pop music, so I'm sure they'd do a good collaboration, but I don't know. She's just so...
I agree with you. I'm so over her.
Well, she was... It didn't work, although it not worked enough for American Idol. Now, by the way, have they said whether the same judges are coming back next year on American Idol?
Haven't heard.
The same bunch?
Luke Bryan. Same cast, maybe.
And Luke Bryan got paid $3.5-4 million for his being a judge. I think the same went to what's his face? And so then
she got
25 15.
Million. Or no, she 25. Got 25. Ryan Seacrest got 15. She got 25.
Right.
She's not worth it in my book.
How in the world, do you judge it? She got a good agent, though. I'll give her that.
Yeah.
I'll bet that Luke Bryan, all three of them, the two of them didn't get enough money, probably crank up their value in the renegotiation.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock super boom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. totallyincorrectoffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heading to Canada today, where he's likely to get a cool reception at the G7 Economic Summit. It starts today in Quebec. The president taking a lot of flack over his imposition of tariffs on steel and aluminum imported from the EU, Canada, and Mexico, as well as for some other trade policies. President Trump saying if the Singapore summit with Kim Jong-un goes well, he might invite the North Korean dictator to the White House soon. The Singapore summit set for Tuesday.
Things are in motion for that meeting next week. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying Thursday.
There were few days that I left the Oval Office after having briefed the president that we didn't talk about North Korea.
They're planning to meet next week in Singapore to talk about denuclearizing the rogue nation.
That's USA Radio's John DeMaster. For the first time in franchise history, the Washington Capitals are Stanley Cup champs, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here on the Trending DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen, trending with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the control. Well, there's more than one, right? The control.
No, just one button that I press for everything.
One button. Push that button. There we go. Okay. So we were into our discussion of pollution, plastic, that sort of thing. We focus a lot on plastic. But I noticed in USA Today, the focus on recycling boxes is some. The reason I'm bringing this up is because these are the sorts of things that we never really think of. They're right in front of our nose, and they're so obvious, but they become so much a part of our lives that we don't really think about the use of plastic bottles. I'm drinking water from a plastic bottle, plastic straws, and then, with all the online shopping, people ordering things from Amazon and who knows who else, I get boxes at my house every day. Dog food came this week, a new cartridge for my printer, little boxes, big boxes. But don't all of us, as we order things, Don't you have, how often during the week, Jennifer, do you get things delivered to your home or your office? Think about it.
Well, at least once or twice a week, for sure.
Yeah.
Every week.
And what do you do with the boxes when you're done?
Rip them up and put them in the recycle bin.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about you, Victoria? How many boxes of deliveries do you get a week?
Probably three or four different deliveries. Dog food and groceries and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, we do the same thing. We have to, we're in New York, so we've got pretty strict recycling rules. So we have to break all the boxes down, flatten them out, you know, and then bundle them up, and then they go out to the recycling center.
Americans, according to this study, are sending more corrugated cardboard to the landfill than to recycling plants because we're not thinking about it. We throw it into the garbage bin instead of the recycle bin. The smaller boxes that go into the, and I'm guilty of this myself. I think about it a little bit, although most of the boxes I use for fires, to start fires, fireplace, we have a big furnace at the barn in the wintertime. We pile up the boxes and use them to start the fires. But last year, 300,000 fewer tons of corrugated paper were recycled. So think about that in terms of the immense size and how much stuff. I'm going back to the plastic and what we waste there and the cardboard and what we waste there and, you know, maybe paper in general, the newspaper print that the USA Today is printed on. What happens to that? What do you do with that when you're done with it? Or anything. The paper that I use, I like to have a lot of the material in front of me that I work with as we're on the air. Is not so much I have two computers in front of me, but I also have printed material, newspapers, that sort of thing, magazines. So are we aiming to feel guilty about this, or ought we feel guilty about it? Or is it just part of, oh, well, you know, it'll sooner or later get used over again because it's like ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Cardboard comes from trees, and so it goes back into the earth. But does it really? Where does it go? What are we doing with all this stuff? And what are we creating with these huge mounds that we have of garbage in almost every city, these landfills? I think it's a travesty, frankly. This stuff isn't all burned. They have scrubbers. They've developed scrubbers they can put on the incinerators. But there's, you know, it's, some of this stuff goes too far in terms of what I believe regulations that control businesses and individuals is what they can burn. Well, there really aren't any. I burn.
Wouldn't there be some sort of a filter, right?
That's what a scrubber is, a filter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That
gets
just
the particulates out of the, you know, out of the stuff that doesn't burn well. You see,
that seems to make a lot of sense. And I'm not one for burning, but if you filter the residual smoke from it, then that makes sense. Why have stuff sit in landfills or pollute the oceans? I think you're right on that. Someone needs to start a company that just does that.
Yeah.
Travel around, pick up people's junk, and burn it.
The people who are the protectors of the environment, I believe my real definition of conservative, I've had this conversation with Jennifer before, conservative means to save. Conserving. That's what real conservation, all these words that come out of the same derivative. It's really what conserve means, to save. And you can apply it to money, you can apply it to the planet, you can apply it to your life, whatever you want to apply it to. But in this case, I think conservation efforts sometimes go too far because we let the crazies who have no common sense take over our thinking, and therefore they push their agenda and get things into laws that are impractical. And now, but who's to decide what's practical? Do I think getting rid of plastic is a good idea? Yes. Some people would say that's over the door. Look at all the plastic we use. Well, there's got to be some way of coming up with something else. We're a smart bunch. We ought to be able to come up with something clever, maybe something made out of hemp. And that gets put into, there are all kinds of things that we could discuss, we could evaluate, explore, but the plastic thing has become so easy that we don't really look at the impact, the ramifications of using all this stuff. It's killing the planet. That's what it's doing. You want to conserve or save the planet? Sooner or later, Mother Nature's just going to have a big burp, and all of this stuff, and the people that have created or the things that have happened, like, they're just going to be expunged because the planet's going to survive. Mother Nature will survive. Whether we do, are we being irresponsible? I mean, I think sometimes we go overboard with some of the stupid regulations that have come from the likes of the EPA, but then the other things that come around, and this, the focus on the box, not to make us feel guilty, but what do we do about fixing the problem? Is there another way to ship stuff other than in boxes made out of cardboard? Again, I go back to hemp because that's going to be, in the next century, the hemp business is going to be a phenomenal. You think the marijuana and all of the ancillary uses for it and how it's going to, you know, change, in a manner of speaking, the landscape of our society? Well, that's nothing compared to what hemp will do because hemp has so many benefits and no real distraction. It's very easily biodegradable. Use it for medicine. Use it for clothing. Use it for just you name the application. But I'm sitting here thinking, if I can sit here in a radio studio and come up with ideas on what to replace boxes with, God, somebody who's in that business ought to be able to do it. But we have become very wasteful, very in the name of convenience. So what do we do? All right, I've said my piece, ladies. What do we do?
I think me, it's always about instead of regulations or rules or making things disappear, I just think as people, we need to clean up our own space, our own companies, our own house, and just be responsible with ourselves. Yeah.
Uh-huh. When Charlotte was alive, she used to rip up all my boxes, and then they'd get burned in the fireplace. And it looks like my new inheritance, Miss Daisy May, is cut out of the same cloth. I left a box downstairs because she sleeps down in the den. And I came downstairs the other morning, and the box was ripped to smithereens. So that maybe that is the way to get rid of
thing.
It. Yeah, I think it might be. Yeah, but Victoria, what do you? You're into. You understand the recycling mentality. Some of the things that we are doing is makes a lot of sense, and some of the stuff isn't making any sense.
Well, you know, the thing that bothers me, a friend of mine actually, a few years ago, we were kind of joking about it, but it's got some merit. There's a huge percentage, and I don't want to make up a number, but it's a very large percentage of peanut butter jars that don't actually get recycled because there's still peanut butter in them. And so my friend said, you know, we should start a company where we collect peanut butter jars and take them to dog shelters and let the dogs lick out the peanut butter. It's kind of a win-win, so the dogs get a treat. And if you've ever seen a dog lick peanut butter out of a jar, you know it. There's nothing left. They don't leave a trace of peanut butter in there.
I see it all the time. I don't see the peanut butter, but because we're serving ice cream on the farm now again, I get a little cup. And that's another thing, styrofoam. What do we do to replace that?
Well, that's banned in New York and banned in L.A., so I'm not sure, you know, that's really bad. But there are things that we can do. I just think don't buy plastic bottles, you know. Use recyclable, you know, use a thermos. And there's so many things we can do that we're just not doing. And I think it's out of just laziness and convenience.
Well,
and I agree with Jen, you've got to start in your own house.
Yep. Oh, yeah. You have to. Us talking about it gives us something else. It's just another tool. Having a conversation. There's no guilt attached to this conversation at all. It's just practicality. What do we do to fix the problem? 43 past the hour on the DJV show.
Your love of the outdoors led you to buy a fishing boat, and your love of your boat led you to turn a day on the water into a 4-day trip, which led you to a record-breaking trout and a bubbling lava hot sunburn. Which led you to a new respect for proper sun care technique. Fortunately, your love of your fishing boat also led you to protect it with Progressive Boat Insurance, which you got indoors because of that sunburn. Ouch. I want to put some aloe on that. Visit Progressive.com to cover the things you love. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show, and though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile, but the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well, that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile. And in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
With today's technology and robotics and artificial intelligence, it was only a matter of time before it made its way to your home. For example, iRobot is a pioneer in home robotics, launching the Roomba robotic vacuum cleaner back in 2002. Not familiar with the Roomba? We asked Craig Hendrickson from iRobot to fill us in.
Technology that we've been developing over the years, robotic technology about how to navigate complex environments, and we applied that to something that many people view as relatively mundane, which is vacuuming your floor. One great thing about all Roombas is they do have a charging dock that they will return to automatically. Robot will go off its mission. Maybe you've scheduled it to run while you're at work. It'll automatically go run around your floor. And when it's done, it'll return and charge itself.
More on the Roomba family is at iRobot.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
46 after the hour, DJV. Now, the Trump-Kim summit is scheduled for Tuesday. There are a lot of people who now think it may be very successful. It could help a whole lot. And that Trump could even invite Kim to the United States if things turn out well. Isn't it interesting to see how this thing turns around? And is it all part of the theater, you know, the animosity? I just, when I look at the personalities involved here, everybody likes to throw mud at Trump. And this, I don't even like to discuss the personalities. I just want to see stuff get done. But when you understand how this guy works, he's a businessman and he's used to being a tough negotiator and he pushes people around. That's what he's done in his business world. And he's known for that. And that's what I see. Every time something like this comes up, now it's the G7 and they're angry at him and blah, blah, because he doesn't do things like everybody else. Not that that's good or bad. I'm not doing a value judgment here. I just think it's fascinating to look at the reaction of people. And, well, you know, this whole business with him and Macron. What? How do you pronounce it?
Macron.
Anyway. And now, you know, and all the barbs he threw at Kim. And we're going to blow the world up, and now the guys are going to talk, and we're going to invite him to the United States. I just see it almost as child's play. And the reaction that people have, the children who are running the news media, and their reaction just to get everybody else worked up, we have become very naive. I'm not, this again, not a value judgment about the guy or his tactics, but when you look at the things that are being done, and the successes, because there are some successes here, we look back a little and say, well, maybe we should wait a minute or two to pass judgment before, you know, everybody says, oh, this is terrible. Look at that guy again. So again, it's not protection. It's just, what do we do to make it better? Back to making it better for everybody. Any comments quickly?
It's hard not to look hypocritical sometimes, I think, with politics when people judge people differently. And I think we see that. The light's been turned on, definitely, at the kind of hypocrisy that goes on. And look, if you don't like him, you don't have to, but you can acknowledge the fact that we might be in a better place with North Korea today.
Yeah, under the circumstances. All right, food for thought, 10 before the hour here on the DJV show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hour now, as we get into what's going on in the world of cars, the automotive, that whole section, segment of our society is so important to the economy. And with us now is our friend Nick Miles, whose website, ourautoexpert.com, is traversed by millions of people every year. Find out what's going on with him and what's going on in the car world, more importantly. So Volvo says that a third of its cars are going to be self-powered or self-operating in the next 10 years. Is that right? Do I have that right?
Yeah, I think they're talking about having self-driving cars, and a third of them. I think that's pretty ambitious, actually, Doug. I think there are one thing that they're overlooking is legislation. And we've talked about this before, but I think when you have a self-driving car, just by the very nature of a self-driving car, they don't do things like get parking tickets, or they don't do things like run red lights. And so the municipality is going to start to see their income disappear. So I think governments are going to resist self-driving cars because they can't penny-pinch on the driver. But I think it's a nice ambition for those people who don't have driver's license, like the elderly and people who have disabilities. It's great to get them into vehicles, but I think they're ambitious. And I can assure you, and I think you feel the same way, that my car keys are going nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not giving over to some robot, I'll tell you that. Because I find it fun. I drove down to New York yesterday, and I haven't driven long distances for a while, and I find myself, I have a decent car, and I enjoy riding and listening to the radio and thinking, and I like that time to myself when I can do it. And this is something that is uniquely maybe American, I don't know. The other side of this, though, Nick, is wondering, okay, they can project that they want to build that many cars, do they have buyers? Is there any poll anywhere of anyone in any country that suggests that there is the kind of demand that they're trying to create for these things? Is, in reality, the public going to go along with this?
I think they are. I think the reason that they are is because we're thinking about us a lot of times, and I'm definitely not giving up my car keys like you, but there are this huge audience of people who aren't able to drive right now. And there's also, I mean, look, if you're driving an Uber or a Lyft or a taxi, you better start to worry, because that's the sort of first job that's going to be disappearing to a self-driving car. So the truth is, it's probably not going to affect you, me, and your listeners who get into a car every day and drive to work. It's more likely to affect those people. So you're going to start to see self-driving cars doing jobs that are easy to replace. And there's going to be a lot more of those sort of car, instead of doing things like renting a car when you go to a different city, when you fly into LA, for instance, renting a car, you'll just have this sort of this autonomous taxi turn up and pick you up at the airport and take you wherever you want, and then there'll be another one when you need to go to dinner, et cetera, et cetera.
But what happens when I just want to exit, just a spur of the moment, I got to go down to the store and buy something? What happens then?
Yeah, and I think, again, those taxis will be there. They will be there all the time, and because they're running 24/7, and there'll be lots of them, and they're not on the driver's dime, there'll be lots and lots of them available, and they'll be running and delivering UPS packages when they're not taking you to the store to go grab something. But again, I don't know if you will be actually driving to the store anymore. I think the store will be coming to you. That's probably the future. There'll be a little mobile store and stuff. However, there'll still be stores for you and I to get into our big V8s and go roaring to.
Right. I'm for that. So I was thinking this as I drove to New York from Boston yesterday. The number of SUVs I did on the Merritt Parkway. I was looking at the cars. All of a sudden, I thought about something you and I talked about a few weeks ago: the dismantling of the sedan and everybody wanting SUVs. So I started to be conscious of what was on the highway, and pretty much every car I found the sedan to be the exception. Most everything that I'm looking at driving down on both sides of the road are some form of SUV.
Yeah, 67% in the first 5 months of this year, Doug, were SUVs and sold in new cars. And one of the reasons that people have a hard time getting into these SUVs is they're a little more expensive because there's more metal, they're a little higher off the ground, they're usually a little more technologically advanced. So what's ending up happening now is companies like Nissan are putting out their new Kicks, and they're putting it out for the same price or less than a second-hand car, a sedan, that you could buy. So they've got stuff like these SUVs for a price starting at $18,000 and topping out at $22,000. And so what's ending up happening with this is there's a lot of people who couldn't get into an SUV are getting into an SUV now because car companies are bringing the price down. But, yeah, look on the freeway the next time anybody drives. You're going to see a huge amount of SUVs.
Interesting exercise for sure. Nick, thanks as always for your help here. OurAutoExpert.com. Nick Miles on the DJV Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.